Now, it's wintertime, so most people aren't thinking about the spring cherry blossoms.
Right.
And Buffalo is not known for cherry blossoms. So tell us why have you selected the Queen City to host this?
It started last April or early May when there's a community of Japanese Americans in Buffalo, people who have transplanted here or who have Japanese family, and it's a tradition in Japan, and it's been very effectively transplanted to many cities, and the most notably Washington, D.C. But we went for a picnic, our friends, and it was spectacular. And the blossoms in Buffalo had just got to this point where they're beautiful. They were planted starting back in the 70s, and over the years, the Olmsted Conservancy has continued planting. Many trees were donated by our sister city, and now they're getting to a mature place where they actually have a very beautiful show. So we were inspired being there to say, okay, it's time. We should have a festival and bring many more people here, because a lot of people have no idea that the Japanese Garden of Buffalo exists. So that's how it started.
Now, the events actually begin on April 23rd.
And they last for 11 days. We're going to have all kinds of programming. Our co-sponsors, by the way, are the Olmsted Conservancy and the Buffalo History Museum. So the Buffalo History Museum will be available most times with related activities indoors and out. So we're cooperating on bringing out all of our Japanese cultural guns in Buffalo. And we also are promoting the diversity in Buffalo, not just our Japanese neighbors, but all of our other various ethnic groups. We're inviting dance troupes and musicians from all kinds of different ethnicities to be part of the festival. So storytellers, jugglers, hula hoopers, puppeteers. We're going to have a pink and white cherry blossom ball, and that will be on the 25th of April. And we're going to have a finale, which will be hopefully an all-ages pink and white parade through the cherry blossoms. So we're going to ask people to bring their bicycles and tricycles and wagons, and we have an organizer who's actually going to be providing pink tulle and streamers, and we just want to make it a great festive occasion.
Now, what about concerns? Our weather can be very iffy in April. We all know that. I mean, we've had snow. Are you worried about it being at that time that the cherry blossoms will truly be out at that point?
Well, since it's an 11-day-long festival, there's a pretty good chance that at least some of that time is going to be beautiful. So we're barreling ahead with our plans. Last year, we had beautiful weather the last week in April, and then it was freezing the first week in May. So, and we've been keeping track year by year, and what our wonderful Olmsted gardeners can tell us is that, yes, it'll be beautiful sometimes and cold other times. So thank goodness we do have an indoor space where we can move if we have to most of the time in the History Museum.
Now, Trudy, with Buffalo going through such a great renaissance right now, do you see that this is probably something that could take off and do very well?
Eileen, I'm counting on it. That's what we want. We want to be just one more piece of really an all-season-long, beautiful gardening event. We have such a good gardening audience in Buffalo, thanks to Garden Walk and many other National Garden Festival. And we are one of the gardens. We've benefited from those activities and from the many people who come through Buffalo because of it. And we hope to attract them a little earlier next year.
Do you expect people to come from other parts of the country to attend this?
I expect this to become an annual event, and I expect that it will be on the map of people who love gardens and festivals. So, yes, the answer is yes.
Well, Trudy Stern, chair of Buffalo's Cherry Blossom Festival, the first ever festival, thanks so much for telling our audience about this.
You're welcome, Eileen.